Bristol Palin had said, you know, I want to be president of the United States someday, Oprah would have said, you go, girl. She would have expressed no disbelief or disapproval whatsoever. So here we are, you know, a young person trying to remain abstinent, and the adults are holding them back rather than providing encouragement. And I think the reason, quite honestly, is that many adults of our generation bought into the whole sexual revolution, and it's really incomprehensible to them that somebody could say, no, sex really does belong in marriage. And the problem for us baby boomer types is that that would require us to go back and say that what we did in college was wrong, and we need to repent of what we did in college. I have people come up to me all the time and say, oh my gosh, I can totally relate to what you're saying because I did all that crazy stuff too, and now I know it doesn't work. Our churches are full of people like that. But the world out there is full of people who aren't repentant, and Bristol Palin is a poke in the eye to every one of them. Every abstinent teenager is a rebuke to them, and they don't want to deal with it. Now, that's my explanation.